Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave, and on this segment, I like to review a movie I've been meaning to review for a while now, and that movie is Rampage. Yep, I finally got to see the movie, and I'm going to do a short review on it. So let's kick it off with some of the stats of the film. So Rampage, the film, is based off of a 1980s classic video game that has the same title. I used to play this game as a kid growing up. I used to fucking love it. It was simple, fun. You just run around as giant monsters. There was an ape, George. There was a giant wolf, Ralph. And there was a lizard dude named Lizzie. And you just smash up buildings and eat people. It was hella fun. Classic. And here we are. They made a movie based off of the game. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Naomi Harris. Some of the ratings: Rotten Tomato gave it a 52%. Not so great. IMDb 6.4 out of 10. Also, not too hot. This review is going to have spoilers, but I give you guys a little heads up before I start talking about the film and dropping spoilers. I'll just stick to like generic comments for now. So yeah, I was excited to see this movie. You know, the kid in me, the fact that I used to play this game when I was a kid, you know, it has like a big nostalgic factor for me. So I was excited for it. And a lot of people were shitting on the movie. You know, they saw the trailer and, you know, how many times is a video game based movie good? It's rare. It's very rare. I mean, or actually, has it ever happened where a video game based movie kicks ass? Probably not. So naturally, you know, with good reason, people were skeptical. I personally wasn't expecting anything that was like an Oscar movie. I was just expecting good old popcorn fun and over the top action movie. And I was prepared to go in and, you know, not scrutinize every little detail and plot hole and just have fun and enjoy it. I wound up seeing the movie a lot later than I wanted to, but I still saw it nonetheless. And to get to the point that I like Rampage or not, I semi enjoyed it. And what I mean by that is that the first half of the movie I was really into and surprised by the gore and the fact that it was kind of edgy and it had some heart to it, especially the relationship between The Rock and George, the white gorilla. It kind of threw me off. Like, I mean, like I said, the movie had some heart to it. The effects appeared pretty decent. You know, they weren't subpar from like as much as I saw like about halfway through. The later I got into the movie, that story kind of changed, but I'm going to get into that. So yeah, Rampage was, it was what I expected, but at the same time, a pretty big letdown. So if I had to grade it right now for what it was, a video game based movie that is supposed to be over the top and just popcorn fun, I'm going to give Rampage, I'm going to be generous, I'll give it a C+. C plus is like about average for that type of movie to me, and that's a fair grade. Keywords: that type of movie. C+. Now I'm gonna get into big time spoiler territory, guys. So if you don't want the movie ruined for you, you know it's time to get off. Thanks for listening to the episode, and we'll catch you back with the next one. For you guys sticking with me, here we go. So some of the major likes, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I fucking love that dude. He fucking rocks. He's great in everything he does. Just a great actor, super charismatic. And I love this character in this movie. No surprise there. The Rock, he pretty much brought it for what he does. It was like classic Rock. You know, he had charisma. The Rock is just like an action guru icon, man. The Rock was just The Rock in this. I'm a fan of his. I don't really have any big complaints on him in the movie. The creature designs, I liked them. I thought they were pretty cool. George was just a giant albino gorilla, pretty straightforward. I thought his effects looked pretty damn good. They didn't look fake to me. His facial expressions and face looked especially good. Ralph was pretty badass. He was just a giant mutated wolf. Its face looked a little funky at times, but, you know, the design was still kind of cool. Lizzie looked pretty badass. He looked like a cross between a crocodile and like a dinosaur. There was a dinosaur in Jurassic Park that had like a spiked tail. And he also looks kind of part porcupine for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, he looks like a crocodile, a porcupine, and a dinosaur got it on in a threesome, and then he came out. Oh, and an elephant, because he had tusks. This shit just got so Jerry Springer. But anyway, continuing. The overall effects for the film. You know, for the first half, I was kind of impressed. As the movie went along, some of the CGI looked fucking terrible. Not necessarily for the battles and the creatures. There was one particular scene where The Rock was parachuting down. He was in the air with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And holy fuck, did that look fake. I mean, it just looked, it looked terrible. And scenes like that, just they just remove you from the movie and just make you shake your head, you know? They kind of ruin it for you, but yeah, those scenes look pretty bad. Some of the scenes where the buildings were getting destroyed, the explosions looked a little suspect, a little weird, like sci-fi channel levels for effects, but it's all right, you know? This wasn't like a super, super high budget movie. Overall, I thought the effects were pretty adequate for the movie. That's just my opinion, though. I really liked the interaction between The Rock and George. I thought they did that really well. I legitimately laughed at quite a few parts. You know what part was funny? When the bear was smashed on The Rock. He looked like a giant squished hamster. Like, George just beat the crap out of that bear. That just made me laugh. I don't know why. But yeah, the relationship between The Rock and George, it was, you know, it was kind of touching in a way, as corny as that sounds. They did that well. The plot was hilarious. I mean, it was, you know, pretty predictable. They over-explained things, conveniently had explanations for things, and the way the movie just unfolded, you know, a lot of things were like really convenient. Like, oh yeah, of course, that explains that. You know what I mean? Just, you know, very simplistic writing. But that was expected for this type of movie. I thought the movie had a fair amount of action in it from beginning to end. No complaints there. The last battle was kind of fun. I got some gripes. All right. So in the movie, they mentioned how these guys, the creatures, like regenerate and they can heal fast. So in the movie, they're taking like all kinds of fucking attacks, from guns, like small arms fire, to bombs. At one point, they fired, you know, I think it was like a missile at them from either like a chopper or a plane. It was a big ass explosion. They fucking survived that. George survives this plane crash with a big ass explosion. You know, I get it. You're sticking with that. They can heal. But later in the movie, like, they're fucking each other up. George takes some damage from Lizzie. And he's like on the verge of dying. You know what I mean? Wait a minute. Like, he survives a giant ass plane explosion, missiles, you know, bullets, all this shit, 50 cals. But he's getting fucked up and is possibly going to die from like bites. And I don't know. It was just kind of weird to me. Either they can instantly heal or heal fast or not. I also kind of wanted to see George and Ralph team up against Lizzie. I think that would have been cool and better fan service. Instead of like outright killing Ralph. I mean, Ralph is my favorite out of the three from the video game. And I think a lot of people like Ralph. He was pretty cool in the movie. The way he could fly, his design. And I felt like it was a mistake killing him off. But that's just me. He got his damn head bitten off by Lizzie. That sucked. Speaking of Lizzie, again, these creatures could take massive amounts of damage, but a fucking rebar, or whatever you want to call it, a metal pole, gets stabbed through Lizzie's eye, and I imagine through his brain, but let's just say his eye, and he just, it dies. but they could survive grenades and rockets and a bunch of other shit. Like I said though, you can't expect much for a movie like this, and I knew that going in. I will say again that I was still kind of disappointed with the film. It got really cheesy and started to like fall apart after, about halfway through the film. Would I own Rampage? Maybe for like $5 if I saw it like in a Walmart bin or something. You know, $5, maybe. Besides that, it's a straight Netflix movie if you're bored. And again, I give it a C+. And to me, that's like a generous score. It's a C+ for what it is, the type of movie it is. So anyway, guys, that's my short review on Rampage. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like the content in the podcast, please click like, subscribe if you're on YouTube. That's a thing I've been trying to do, upload more YouTube content. So we have a straight audio version and we have a video version of the podcast that goes up on YouTube. So look for us, guys, Real Fiends. The likes and shares really help the podcast, as well, of course, as the subscription. So really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. That's going to wrap up this segment. And until next time, guys, take care.